demands for action against Shannon Miranda, whose animal rescue operation is being investigated by the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, were voiced to the Board of Supervisors during a lengthy public comment period that also included some defenders of him. Though a minority of speakers warned against prejudging Miranda, many described him as a charlatan with a profit motive. Miranda's shelter, Miranda's Rescue, has been a community fixture for 25 years, and during that time, Miranda was honored by the State Assembly and the Red Cross. But allegations that he took in animals on a paid basis and killed them, reaping profit in the process, date as far back as 2014. At that time, the Lost Coast Outpost did a deep dive into the accusations and labeled them as a, quote, smear campaign in a headline. But now the sheriff's office is in the midst of an investigation and in a statement says it, quote, remains committed to pursuing every available lead. Instrumental to the probe's initiation was Jennifer Raymond, who told supervisors immediate action needs to be taken.
I'm one of the people who dug 8 dead dogs out of the mass grave on Shannon Miranda's property. I know how those dogs died. They had holes in their heads. I am very concerned about the remaining animals in Shannon Miranda's that are being left in his under his control. This is a man who has admitted to shooting dogs, admitted to lying about the fact that his rescue is not a no-kill. When a raid is done with allegations of child abuse, the children are removed from the home. When stolen property is recovered in a raid, the stolen property is removed. When illegal drugs are found during a raid, they are removed. Why were these animals not removed?
Jenna Moore, whose trail camera was used to record Miranda's actions, said, quote, for more than 20 years, members of this community raised concerns, filed complaints, shared stories, and sounded alarms regarding Miranda's rescue. She said she resorted to using the camera because of non-response to calls for action and, quote, this case has exposed major gaps in our system. Other speakers also said they've been voicing unheeded concerns about Miranda's rescue, and one called him, quote, the worst kind of human. The investigation includes Miranda's intake of animals from an Oakland-based shelter, and Lisa Tui, a Bay Area vet tech, said she's familiar with one of the dead dogs Raymond video recorded.
I'm here today simply because I care. When the story broke, I felt so much pain for the loss of all the dogs that were sent from Oakland and not knowing where they are. I spoke with a friend of mine who works at Berkeley Animal Services about Charmaine, who is one of the dogs that was found in the pit. And I know that she was a friendly dog. She was not an aggressive dog. She was not a bite risk. She was only a year and a half old. They sent her up here thinking she would stand a better chance as a big, rambunctious dog to maybe find a place with more land that she could live. They loved her, and they thought she was getting a chance. I'm all for fairness and investigation. I'm only up here asking that pressure be put on to run a thorough, fair investigation of Mr. Miranda. I want to know where the dogs are. I want to know where these Oakland dogs are, who came up here and trusted, and the volunteers that trusted, and the staff that trusted. I just want to know where they are.
Other speakers called for enforcement on Miranda's Rescue County permit, which the Times-Standard recently reported to be out of compliance. But two speakers spoke in support of Miranda's Rescue. Debbie Scheffler, a former Miranda's Rescue board president, said Miranda is, quote, an upstanding person, and, quote, I have never, ever seen anything that would have made me think that anything was wrong. Hillary Graham described her experience with Miranda and warned against prejudgment.
I've lived in Humboldt County most of my life. I've known Shannon Miranda for nearly all of his life, since he was a young teenager, and I have watched him dedicate every single day of his adulthood to save animals. Not dozens, not hundreds, but thousands. Animals who would not be alive today if not for him. And what is happening to him right now is nothing short of a lynch mob. A rush to judgment, fueled by misinformation, fueled by personal grudges, and fueled by people who should know better. Anyone who claims to love dogs, yet wants to shut down a rescue with no charges filed, needs to understand the consequences. Those dogs will not magically find homes. They will end up dead, and that is the reality.
When the public comment period ended, Board Chair Mike Wilson explained that, quote, none of this is to be discussed by the board at this time because it's a non-agendized item. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.